Good morning, everybody. What's going on? This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Thank you for joining in for another Saturday edition of the Shukri Wright Show, the final edition for the month of August. Glad you are able to make this show part of your morning. Always appreciated on this Saturday, August 31st, 2019. And, you know, it's Labor Day weekend. And, you know, it's one of those times where it's the unofficial end of summer. And we have a lot to get to in the opening thoughts about that, as well as a very special surprise that I will be unveiling around 7 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. It's something that I have never done on this show yet, but it will happen for the first time. So stay tuned for that surprise. That's coming up at 7 right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. So this morning we have one guest coming on. That's ESPN reporter Teron Davenport. Will come on around 8:20 a.m. to talk about the upcoming NFL season, and as well as get his take on a piece of news that completely rocked and even shocked the sports world that broke over the weekend, that we will actually get to in the very next segment in greater detail. On Labor Day weekend, we usually get this feeling of this is the end of summer. You know, the vibes of fall are really beginning to kick in. And the interesting thing about it is, and I was mentioning about that on the show last Saturday, that it was starting to really feel like fall now. It's really, the reality is beginning to really sink in a good way. And I say all of this in a really, really great way. You know, colleges have started. Some started last week. Some will start immediately after Labor Day, starting this upcoming Tuesday. So it's that time of year again where colleges are back in action to start the fall semester. So right here, right now, I really want to send a very genuine and heartfelt best of wishes to all college students. Whether you're an undergrad or a grad student, I really want to send all of you all over the nation, not just now here in Boston, in the Boston area, but to every single college student, undergrad or grad student, I want to send all of you my very best heartfelt best wishes to you for this upcoming fall semester. You can call into this radio show at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And you know, this weekend, for me personally, I view it as a very significant weekend. And I'll tell you why. First reason is that, number one, it's the unofficial end of summer. Tomorrow is September 1st. So in my mind, summer's just about over. Colleges are starting up. And some already have, as mentioned. Grade school is starting up again. High school, middle school, public schools are opening up school again for the new school year. And in terms of sports, this is a phenomenal beginning to a new season of fall sports. And one of the things that I really do look forward to, especially here on Labor Day weekend, is this weekend, it's all about college football. As today marks the first full Saturday of college football games. And honestly, it would be a miss if I didn't even at least mention it. Or at least talk about it. You know, like, there are definitely games that I'm going to be looking forward to, you know, keeping an eye out on today and tonight. You know, like, one of them being is the Oregon and Auburn game tonight, which will be on ESPN. One thing that I've always have had so much fun, in particular, when in regards to Labor Day weekend, is I tell people, make the most of it. This is the last leg of summer. No matter how you want to, you know, twist it and contort it and whatever else, the reality is this. We're at a point now where, entering September, it's the beginning of a new season. Literally and figuratively, a new season is about to embark, that we're about to embark on. And it oftentimes means new opportunities. It oftentimes means a new sense of what could possibly be ahead. None of us really know. And the beautiful thing about this weekend in particular, you know, just making this as a general point, is that it's exciting when we talk about how college football is back. You know, like, it started last week with the unofficial week zero. But if to be brutally honest, I never really give a crap about that. And I'll tell you why. Because you only get maybe a handful of games. That's it. And the fact of the matter is, this weekend, and it started Thursday, especially with Clemson demolishing Georgia Tech on Thursday night and started their national title defense. But the fact of the matter is this. This weekend is the first full weekend of college football. And if you're a college football fan, this is my favorite weekend. And I'll tell you why. The reason being is because there's always a sense of your season. All it takes is just one game. One game. And your season, your national title hopes could very well be gone, depending on what school you are. And especially what conference you play into. So I find it highly interesting that we have so many games to look out for and watch. So many games that I personally can't wait to have an opportunity to really to just delve into, and as well as, you know, like, get a sense for what's to come. You know, for years, and I say this seriously, for years, I've been a fan of, you know, College Game Day on ESPN, for example. Like, I'll watch it. And it gets me fired up, and I'm going to tell you why. And the thing is, when I watch it, I just get this sense like, yo, like, football is back. No matter how you look at it, football is back. College football is back. The NFL season kicks off in 5 days. And in 8 days, your New England Patriots kick off this Super Bowl championship defense in hopes to repeat. And they were the last team in the NFL to repeat as Super Bowl champions. That was 2003 and 2004 Patriots. They were the last team to win back-to-back Super Bowl titles. Hopefully, they can get the job done this time, as they had an opportunity to repeat, but if it wasn't for Belichick benching Malcolm Butler in Super Bowl 52, maybe, we could be talking about a three-peat right now. But it's interesting how one decision just changes and possibly alters the course of history. But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Right now, as I look outside the WMFO studios, I really just can't believe how fast this summer has flew in every sense. And I find it amazing that through all of which that we look at the summer and we try to take advantage of the summer as much as we possibly can, that it's gone. It's really hard to believe. You know, our time has just flew by as fast as it did. And, you know, on a Saturday morning, especially, it's like about 11 minutes past 6 a.m. Eastern time. And if you're listening on the West Coast, it's like 3:11 in the morning. But interestingly enough, I just think that when we talk about what this week can actually symbolize in the grand scheme of things, it marks the unofficial end of a season and the unofficial beginning of a new one. This week itself has been quite an eventful week, and I'm glad it's over. I'm really glad it's over. And the interesting thing about it is it really opened my eyes. It really got me thinking. And in the next segment, I'll tell you exactly what it is. And there was something that happened last Saturday that really got me going. And not in a good way. But I can't tell you I'm surprised by the reactions of people, especially online. Go figure. However, when we sit here and we talk about the start of a new season, and we start looking ahead to September, I really have a big sense that we're all going to be in for quite a wild ride. I just know it. To what extent? Time will tell. But I do know this. This is going to be a September to remember. I feel it and I know it. This is going to be a fantastic September after going through the dog days of August. I can't wait. I really can't. So, to all of you who are listening this morning, to the people who are listening this morning, wherever you are, thank you for tuning in. And thank you for taking the time out to listen in this morning. As, I mean, how many people are awake at 6:15 in the morning on a Saturday? Unless you're a legitimate morning person, then I really do applaud you, because even this morning for me, it was tough getting up. I'm not gonna lie, it was like I was just exhausted. It's been a long week, a very very long and tiring week. But like I said, I'm glad it's over. More importantly, I'm excited. I'm excited for what September could possibly bring. Sports. Personally, and you just never know. Gotta have faith. You never know. Coming up next, the news that shook the sports world last weekend. And I've been waiting a full week for this. But now it's time. The news that shook the sports world last weekend, and my first thoughts and my first reaction to the news regarding Andrew Luck. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. And this is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in this morning, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your morning routine. You know, and happy Labor Day weekend, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing. Please travel safely. There was something interesting that took place last weekend, and it happened funny enough, it happened last weekend while I was traveling. Talk about what a great way for news to break. And the thing that left me blown away was just the reactions. So, in case if you haven't heard by now, somehow, some way, Colts quarterback Andrew Luck retired last Saturday. Yes. Andrew Luck retired from the NFL at age 29 last Saturday to be exact. While I was traveling, the news broke. At first, my first reaction, and being completely honest, was shock. I mean, we all knew that he was battling injuries. We all knew that. That was no strange phenomenon when it came to Luck. Unfortunately, these last few years where injuries seemed to become the norm when it came to them. But what really blew my mind is the reactions. The reactions by the fans in Indianapolis. The reactions by, even the people online, on Twitter, oh God. And you know something, I was really beginning to just feel terrible for the guy. I really genuinely did. And even now, I can't even begin to imagine what he's feeling. Because we as fans have a really bad tendency of having the sense of entitlement. And it does you no good. It doesn't get you anywhere. What are you entitled to exactly? Like, I really feel like people have lost their damn minds. Because the way that they're acting so entitled in the sense of, how dare you, Andrew Luck, retired? How dare you walk away from the game? So you won't take this beating for our entertainment? You absolute savages. Yes, I'm specifically addressing Colts fans and even football fans who went on the absolute ridicule attack. And I said this on social media, which, as a reminder, by the way, you can follow the show at SWrights, SSWRIGHTS 915 on both Twitter and Instagram. And I said this on my personal Facebook page, and I said, listen, here's the truth. Until you walked in his shoes, who the hell are you and I to even remotely criticize him for making the decision that is best for him, first and foremost, and his family? It's not easy walking away from something that you love, more or less when you're only 29 years old. There's nothing remotely easy about that. And the thing that made me feel absolutely disgusted is this idea that fans felt like Luck owed him something. No, he didn't owe you a damn thing. He doesn't owe you anything. Because he decided that he didn't want to continue to go through the cycle of injury, rehab, mental grind, physical grind, back to being injured again, mental grind, physical grind. Like, the sense of entitlement from fans is absolutely disturbing. And dare I say, disgusting. Like, it truly baffled me. The reactions of people when the news first broke. And I've been waiting a week to say this on my radio show. And I'm going to say this now. If you have no idea what he's gone through, then screw your opinions. Screw you and your opinion. Because you want to know something? At the end of the day, he has to wake up. He has to wake up and get up and deal with those aches and bruises. Not you. You're not the one who has had to deal with the injuries that he's had to deal with. You're not the one who had to battle his way through injury after injury after injury, rehab, the cycle that he has been, that he talked about in his farewell press conference. And on top of that, how dare you? How dare you? What? Your fantasy team got screwed? Congratulations. In the grand scheme of things, he doesn't care. And I personally don't care. And I'm sure there are other people who don't care because they get the bigger picture. And if you pay attention to other NFL players and what they had to say, they understood, because their opinions, I carry a great deal of weight because they played in the NFL. They know what it's like. They understand the process that entails of getting your body ready week after week after week. And especially when you get hurt, the rehabbing process. And it amazes me how people in the age of social media have this false sense of entitlement because they want to feel like they want to be heard. Well, guess what, Indianapolis? Guess what, Colts fans? You were heard. Loud and clear. And truthfully, a lot of y'all are a bunch of disgraceful idiots. In which you have no right. You know what? You have a right to boo. Because you know what? You bought your ticket. You do what you please. But you know what? For a man who was pissing blood, had, if I'm not mistaken, broken bones, and sacrificed and went through so much, so that he could be on the field. I shake my head in absolute marvelation that in the end of the day, you didn't really give a damn about his well-being, did you? Honestly, did you? Or even do you right now? You don't. I am at a loss of words of how ruthless people can be, especially on social media. And dare I say, I'm really disheartened. I really am. Because you can only imagine what he felt And what were some of the thoughts running through his head? I'm amazed. I'm really amazed by just the sheer ignorance of some fans in Indianapolis. And I don't know what's going to happen next in terms of the organization. I mean, Jacoby Brissett is now QB1. I don't know what's going to happen now, but I do know this. His well-being in his life is not worth more than your damn entertainment. It's not. And Colt fans, shame on you. And I mean it wholeheartedly. Shame on you. Shame on you for such a disgraceful way of showing your appreciation for a quarterback who helped save your franchise for a time. And I mean it. Shame on you. It's so disappointing to see fans, and I'm talking about Colt fans in particular. It's so disappointing to see how you turn against a quarterback who, at the end of the day, for all the right reasons, he had to walk away. And I understand now. Before, I understood, but now, after reading through everything, the articles, the commentary, watching the commentary on Andrew Luck, man, I get it. I understand. So honestly, Andrew Luck, if this message ever reaches out to you, kudos. Kudos for putting yourself first. Unapologetically putting your well-being ahead of everyone else's selfish wants and need. Because that's not easy what you did. And I really do wish for you to have much peace and happiness in retirement. Because when you play a game as long as you did, when you play as football as long as a lot of these athletes do, from peewee, the grade school, the junior high, the high school, if you're fortunate to play in college, kudos and congratulations. And even more so if you make it to the NFL. When you play the game as long as you do, you understand the sacrifice that comes along with it. Because it sure does entail a lot of sacrifice. Truly disgraceful to the fans of the Indianapolis Colts. Disgraceful what you did. There's no defending it. It really isn't. Coming up next, we're going to touch on a little bit of the Patriots and we know that week 4 ended on Thursday night. Preseason is all done now, but we're going to get into that a little bit more. Plus an important day for the Patriots and as well as for all of the other 31 teams across the league. That and much more coming up on the Sugar Right Show. Don't forget, we also have ESPN NFL reporter Teron Davenport, who covers the Titans, will join the show at 8:20 a.m. Plus, a very special unveiling of a surprise of something that will be happening for the very first time on the show ever. That and much more coming up on the Sugar Right Show. And this is Sugar Right. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This morning at 7 a.m., we are going to unveil a very special surprise for me personally. And I think and I hope that you guys will enjoy this as much as I will. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll talk about that at 7 a.m. So stay tuned to hear the announcement. And we now talk about the Patriots, as well as we start looking ahead to the season. And one thing that I find that's most interesting about this is that Week 4 concluded on Thursday night. And on Thursday, you know, the Patriots lost their first and only preseason game to the New York Giants, 31-29. And it was one of those things where the results didn't, in the grand scheme of things, didn't really matter. It just didn't. You know? And it was really, there was a couple of things that I really took away from the game that I just want to touch on real quick, because sometimes I've done a little breaking down the game or whatnot on some level, but I'm not going to do that this morning, because at this point we're done with the preseason. It's done. It's over with. But rather, what I am going to do is, talk about a couple of things that really stood out. And we're going to touch on this aspect just a little bit on what today means and what could possibly come from today. So first thing that stood out was Jarrett Stidham. He played well again, although he had that tipped up pass that ended up being intercepted. He played well again, and for the preseason, he actually played pretty well. And this is one NFL scout that was really marveling Stidham and saying, and literally said, quote, it was something he told an NFL scout that was reported by the Bleacher Report. He said, quote, "How the F do the Patriots keep doing this? Like, they keep finding diamonds in the rough, like guys that are drafted late in the round. You know, you may have heard of some guy named Brady who was drafted six round draft pick number 199 in 2000. You may have heard of the guy, right? You know, and like Stidham, he was drafted in the fourth round. He was a fourth round draft pick. And this preseason, I mean, again, it's just preseason, but based on the eye test, like, I like what I saw from him. You know, his ability to go through his progressions, to go through his reads, you know, like, get the ball down the field. And ultimately, I really do believe that Stidham's got a chance. That he may potentially be the guy who could take over for Brady once it's all said and done, but we'll see. We really won't know until, like, after this season concludes. Hopefully, it's after Super Bowl 54 in Miami with another title. But we'll see. That's one thing that stood out to me. But another one, and this was really the one that really caught my eye was Demaryius Thomas. You know, Mike Giardi, he's formerly of NBC Sports Boston, now working for the NFL Network. He was mentioning that there was no team that was interested in Demaryius Thomas, considering he was coming back from an Achilles injury. The only team that called was the Patriots. Amazingly enough. And Thursday night, he had two touchdown receptions. The first one I saw, he threw the ball in the air, and you know, it had to feel real good for him, considering that he, for this decade, he really was one of the most productive receivers in the league before the injuries took over for the last couple of seasons, unfortunately. So, in terms of Demaryius Thomas, I'm telling you, this could end up being, if he stays healthy and he gets back to being the Demaryius Thomas of old when he was in Denver, this could be one of the most underrated yet the best free agent move that the Patriots could make in quite some time. And by the way, as a reminder, you can call into the show if you please at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And I find it really interesting how Thomas, we talked about him sometime last month. And Thomas is a guy who's always have had the ability, you know, to put up good numbers, put up good solid numbers. And I think that for whatever reason, I do think that when you talk about the wide receiver on depth for the Patriots, this was one of those areas of need that the Patriots certainly were going to be tested. And they're going to be tested again because as it turned out, Edelman re-aggravated that thumb injury that he had. Not good. But we'll see how it'll affect him and the team moving forward. That remains to be seen. But today is an important day, actually, for the Patriots and across the NFL. Why do you ask? Because today is the day in which the 32 teams submit their final 53-man rosters for the upcoming 2019 season. So guys who have been fighting for roster spots all preseason long and especially during training camp, this is your hope, your dream of cracking an NFL roster. And today you find out if your dream comes to reality. So today for the Patriots is that day. But it would be absolutely wrong to not talk about a major news that actually broke this week in regards to the Patriots that impacted the team and as well as roster moves that they've had to make. You know, Dave Andrews was hospitalized earlier this week with blood clots in his lungs. And as a result, right now, he's out indefinitely. We don't know exactly how long, but they're saying that they would be shocked if he were to play this season at all. But we'll see.
We'll see.
And I think that as a result, the Patriots said, you know what? We need to go out and make some moves to bolster up the offensive line, especially if we can at the center position. They went out and they traded for center Russell Bodine, formerly of the Buffalo Bills, rare indecision in sorry I was it's a rare in division trade between two divisional rivals, but that was one move that they made. And also, they already have made some cuts already. The Patriots, that is. The Patriots, yes, as of yesterday afternoon, they cut Tyree St. Louis, Cedric Lang, David Perry, Ryan Davis, AJ Howard, and Andrew Beck so far. And so far, those guys are no longer with the team. But also, according to Mike Reese of ESPN Boston, the Patriots, they also traded away their cornerback, Duke Dawson, to the Broncos for a 2026 round draft pick and a 2027 round draft pick. So those are the moves so far. But I do think when it's all said and done, like we may have an idea as to who will be on the team come week one next Sunday. I'm interested in seeing how it all like shape up and how it would all it would all like help this roster moving forward. I'm telling you, football's back. And today, I'm going to be keeping an eye out for any news that I may get, especially while we're on the air this morning, as it pertains to the Patriots. You know? And the beautiful thing about it is this. We may think we have an idea of who's going to get cut or what's going to happen, but we really have no idea. And that's what makes today so fun. Especially when we sit here and we talk about the unpredictability of it all. And there is one year in particular that absolutely comes to mind. Well, what are you talking about, Chu? I'll tell you this. Remember 2003? And I think that year really was one of the seminal years in which we learned early on that Belichick knows what he's doing. It may not make sense, but he knows what he's doing. Remember when the Patriots traded Lawyer Malloy at the very end of training camp to the Buffalo Bills? No, seriously. Remember that? Your initial reaction? Yeah. I do. I remember that. They went on to win the Super Bowl. And that's ironic because they won the Super Bowl with him in 2001. That's the irony of it all. So it goes to show you that we just don't know what Belichick has got in mind and what he's going to do. We don't know. Just like the rest of you, I will be absolutely watching like a hawk over the next couple of hours as I do this show. So anything that comes my way, I will be sure to let you know that you got my word on. Coming up next, a very special surprise coming up that I'm going to unveil as it pertains to the show. It means a great deal to me personally. And this was the most unexpected thing that has happened to me in regards to this show ever. And coming on now, in fact, what's about to be 2 months that we've been doing the show. Yeah. Our first show was July 6th, right on these airwaves. Next weekend show will be September 7th, which would pass the 2-month mark by a day. But stay tuned for the special surprise that I'm going to unveil. That's coming up next. That plus your phone calls are 855-915-9636. This is the Shukri Wright Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Size hole covered in a treasure no one wants.